There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. I would love to hear from you about whatever it is that's on your mind. Before we sort of launch this hour with great fanfare, Julie Andrews has got a new introduction to, wait for it, the 50th anniversary edition of The Sound of Music. Comes out on March 10th. They're putting out the original 16-track soundtrack on vinyl. They're also having a two LP, long playing record, vinyl edition of it, and a super audio CD, henceforth known as SACD. Why don't they just say a CD? Never mind. It's going to include an 8-page booklet accompanying the original vinyl release, March 10th. See how much it's going to cost. Manny, do you want to know how much it's going to cost? You probably do.
Sure.
Let's see if it says. But that's pretty, I mean, we can all sing along. I don't think it says how much. They've sold 40 million units.
Wow.
Yeah. Sound of Music. Let's see if it says Legacy Records, Sound of Music. Don't think it says. Introductory notes from Julie Andrews and Theodore S. Chapin, President and Executive Director of Rodger and Hammerstein.
So are they releasing just the soundtrack or the movie too?
I think it presents a Sound of Music 50th Anniversary Edition with a special, I guess just, it looks, it's hard to tell. It looks like it's just the music.
Because I know my sister, I was telling you when we were on break there, that my sister loves the movie. I mean, she's like obsessed with the movie.
We love it. We all wanted to be Julie Andrews, and we all twirl around the Alps. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a little, you know, I personally was never so much into the movie as my sister.
Well, you're
was,
not a girl.
Well, yeah, but we always had a little family tradition, me and my mom and my sister, when I was a kid, we would watch it every Easter. And you know, and I would just kind of sit through it and say, okay, well, yeah, this is a cool movie. But then my mom and my sister especially, just all into it, singing every song. She knows,
of course,
every song.
I actually hosted. I did one for West Side Story, and I did one for Sound of Music, a sing along. It looks like they're a newly remastered, expanded 2-disc version of the 180 gram vinyl. So it looks like it's just the. The score. The score from it. I think they reissued the movie a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And they kind of colorized it. Of course, it was always in color, but I think they did that a couple of years ago. But this is the soundtrack. Do, re, mi, do, a deer, a female deer. Climb every mountain, sob through that. Yeah, so this would be good for your sister.
This might be a little bit of a silly question because I haven't been
completely
in the loop on it. But you remember the story a few years ago where Julie Andrews supposedly, like, she lost her voice or she couldn't. Did she ever get that back, or what was the latest on that?
I think she stopped performing. She had, she had nodules on her vocal cords, I think. And I actually, she was over at the... at the station at one point, and I met her, and she's still gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous. Mm-hmm. But I think she stopped singing. I don't think she's sung since.
I always thought she was pretty good looking.
Yeah. No, she's great, and those high notes, and she was just wondrous. So March 10th.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of, I thought what we would talk about today, which is a story that's been kind of percolating around, and I actually read a couple of it's very interesting to see what different news outlets have a take on the Brian Williams story. All right, for those of you who aren't paying much attention, God bless you. Brian Williams is a very well-known, popular, I think I would venture to say he may be, if not the most popular newsman, is certainly one of the most popular. I think he's just plain likable, and everybody's really liked him. And it turns out Brian fibbed. And he fibbed twice that we know of. And as Manning points out, this brings up several questions of has he lied about other stuff, number one, and number two, have other people lied about other stuff?
Yeah.
Here's the deal. He said in 2003 that he was in a helicopter that came under enemy fire in Iraq. Well, it turns out that's not exactly what happened. What happened is he was in a helicopter that was behind a helicopter that came under enemy fire. And it turned out that even at the time, the pilot of the first helicopter heard him give an interview when they were on the ground after everybody had landed. And at the time, I think he was with MSNBC at the time, and went over, called somebody up, and said, that isn't what happened. It's not accurate. At the time. So this was 12 years ago. So at the time, somebody said, not really, that's not what happened. And the second was during Katrina, he talked about, he saw a body, a dead body floating by. And I don't know when this one came out, but one of the guys, I don't know if it was the mayor or somebody attached to the situation, said he was with him and there was no bodies, no dead bodies that floated by.
Mm.
His statement yesterday, I believe, said, in the midst of a career spent covering and consuming news, it has become painfully apparent to me that I am presently too much a part of the news due to my actions. It's like the Tiger Woods non-apology.
Yeah.
As managing editor of NBC Nightly News, I've decided to take myself off of my daily broadcast for the next several days, and Lester Holt has kindly agreed to sit in for me to allow us to adequately deal with this issue. Upon my return, I will continue my career-long effort to be worthy of the trust of those who place their trust in us.
Mm.
They're saying that they're going to investigate. They're saying he exaggerated his experiences in order to make them more vivid, personal, and intriguing than they really were.
Well, what else needs to be investigated?
Well, Katrina, I don't know.
I mean, because
he's already, we know both of those are a lie.
Right. So are they going to investigate, you know, maybe other things that he's maybe lied about?
Not clear.
I mean, if he's already admitted to lying about it.
It says will likely depend on the results of NBC's investigation into his reporting.
Okay.
Which focuses on his coverage of two particular stories. So, and he's already, as you said, admitted about lying about those two particular stories.
Right. Wow. So they're just, I guess they're going to just look at everything that he's essentially done since he got
that
position?
Don't
know. Wow.
Don't know. They said as an entertainer, he had no peer among his contemporaries, as shown by his comfort on late night talk shows, but his exaggerations, clearly an attempt to play up his reporter bona fides, showing that being a beloved, respected, and grandly compensated broadcaster wasn't enough. He wanted to be taken seriously as a reporter, as much as a Dexter Filkins as a Jimmy Fallon. Doing so violated a cardinal rule of never playing up your role covering a story. Well, that's not exactly what the issue was. It's not that he played up his role. It's that he lied.
Yeah,
he made stuff up.
He just told a bold-faced lie.
Several of them.
Right.
So... But, as you know, I hadn't really thought about it beyond... I mean, I think that he was kind of one of everybody's favorites, maybe because he was so comfortable, seemingly in his own skin.
I thought he was great. I always, you know... And I was telling you before, I remember about the... there was an incident a few years ago where he goes on the air, and the fire alarm in the studio starts going off, and he handled that whole situation like a pro, like it was just like natural to him, and so from that point on, I was always a big fan of his. But boy,
are you still feeling fandom?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't hate the guy, but it's just kind of like, dude, what are you lying about? Why would you do that?
Well, that's a question, isn't it? And that's something we'll look at. We also have asked on Facebook, have you ever gotten so caught up in a story that you found yourself embellishing? When and how, why, and with whom? So we'll talk about that as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we're talking about Brian Williams and the fact that he got caught in at least two, well, I suppose we could call them embellishments rather than fibs, and he is being investigated at this moment by NBC. To see what else is going on. Look, he's not the first. Remember, there was a guy who I think won a Pulitzer or something about and made up his stories and guys who plagiarized and whatever. And the question is why. And I think the answer is pretty straightforward. I mean, that you hear me all the time say that people lie for really a very limited number of reasons. And kids and adults lie for exactly the same reason, to deal with the discrepancy between what is and what they wish was the case.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular case, I mean, I think he wanted to look bigger than life. He wanted to scoop the competition. He wanted to be more macho. I mean, to know his very specific motive and whether or not it was a conscious motive or not. I think sometimes, I'll tell you one. I'm not good at lying. First of all you have to do to know that I'm lying is look at me. I don't have a poker face. So you learn very early on, if you're a kid and you're trying to get away with something and you get caught every single time, you stop doing that. I mean, you know, I'm not stupid. But there was a time where I had a friend who had been enormously kind to me, and he lived in Massachusetts, and he had a broken windshield on his car. He had, you know, a stud had flown up and cracked his windshield. And you can't, your car will not pass inspection if you have a crack in your windshield, this state or any state. And so he happened to be talking with me about it. And I, in a moment of sheer idiocy, said, "Oh, I think you can buy those inspection stickers." Well, you can't buy an inspection sticker. You have to go to a certified station and have your car inspected and get the sticker. And they're not very expensive. I think they're like $25 or something. Goody two shoes. And his face lights up and says, "Oh, you'd save my life. That'd be great." So at this moment, instead of saying, "You know, maybe I should look into this a little bit more before I actually," I said, "Oh, okay." So I am now, in my own mind, committed. And I wasn't trying to be a hero as much as it's just trying to repay him for some kindness. So I suppose that's my own version. I mean, I wasn't trying to impress him as much as just say thank you. So I'm now in a situation where I've said I will do something that is, among other things, illegal. Which, I really don't think it occurred to me. I mean, I was just one of those mouthing off statements that you make. Which is, I think, how most of us probably get in trouble. "Oh, I think you can buy one of those." To make a long, horrifying story a little bit shorter, I started, you know, calling up somebody. And what I would do is I'd say, "Look, I promised a friend of mine that I would find an inspection sticker for him. Do you know where I can buy one?" Well, that lasted for about 2 phone calls of people hanging up on me or saying, "Do you know that's completely illegal? You can go to jail for that." So then we finally figured out, because I'm still in the same dilemma, and instead of being sort of semi-sane and going back to him and say, "Look, I was a jerk. I mouthed off. I hadn't really done my research here. I can't get you an inspection sticker because it's completely illegal to do this." I learned very quickly to lie. And because I was on the phone, you couldn't see my stupid little face. Although I swear, you guys know. It's not that I lie on the air, because I don't. But you guys know when I'm having a good day, when I'm having a bad day. Even though I try very hard to sound the same every day, I'm sure I don't. So I would call him and say, "I have a friend who's in the hospital. And I need to get his car inspected because he needs it for his job." It became more and more elaborate to make a, and people would say things like, "Yeah, Vinny can get that for you, but Vinny's in Rikers. You know, he's up for 3 to 5." And I said, "He'll be back at 5 o'clock this afternoon." And they said, "No, 3 to 5, 5 years." So I mean, and this horrible story, and this happened like so. To make a long, stupid story, this went on for weeks. I ended up with 2, count them, 2 inspection stickers, which are, of course, completely illegal that I even have them. And so my great fear is, I take them to him, and my great fear is I'm going to be in a car accident and killed with these 2 illegal inspection stickers on me. So there's a part of me that has great sympathy for anybody who sort of gets in a stupid position and is not smart enough to say, "Ollie, ollie, home free, not playing anymore, this was a stupid thing to do, I'm out of here." Because I didn't. I would never do it again. It's probably the only time in my whole life I've ever had sympathy for Nixon and his lies. Because what happens is you just get caught. And one lie leads to another, that leads to another, that leads to another. So, and I'm certainly not in any way justifying my own behavior, which is plain stupid. And I suppose the only even faint it's not even justification. I wasn't doing it for myself. I was doing it for somebody else, which doesn't make it a whole lot righter. It doesn't make it seem to me quite as wrong, but not a whole lot better. It was still a lie. And so, you know, I think that you can get in a position where you either have to pull the plug and just say, I was wrong, it was stupid, forgive me. You know, I'll contribute something to getting your windshield done, or I'll see if I can get you a, you know, a cut-rate windshield, which would probably be just as bad, but I can't do this. Or you sort of go ahead and you just kind of, I think you get caught in your own web and your own, you know, you can't get out of your own way. So it's not that I'm justifying either my behavior or his behavior, but I can see how it happens because I did it once. Never again. As I said, at least it wasn't self-serving. I wasn't doing it for me, which doesn't make it a whole lot better at all. Have you ever done anything like that, little Manny?
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah. Which means you're not going to jail. There we go. All right. Let's hear what our folk have been doing. And bless you guys for doing this, because I, you know, a couple of months ago I said, okay, tell me the biggest lie you'd ever told. And somebody sent me an email and said, Joy, you do realize that we're not anonymous, don't you? I'm on Facebook. So I thought, I don't know that we're going to get anything, you know, from this one. So bless your little hearts about embellishment.
Let's start with Bobby. Bobby just says they call them, quote, war stories, end quote.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, and fishermen stories, right? They do that as well, that, you know, the fish was this big, and somehow in the telling it gets bigger and bigger.
Jason says, you know, I really like Brian Williams, and I also think he's an excellent anchor. What he did was really not earth-shattering. And I think everyone is guilty of it. However, because of his seat and credibility, it's not good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue, isn't it? Of are you selling affability or credibility? And if you're selling, and I think that that may be part of it. He was selling an image as much as his credibility, and they're very different. I think the image he was going for is sort of macho man, you know, that I'm embedded, that I've survive this, you know, I'm the same as the soldiers. I'm as big a patriot. I'm as manly a man. I'm not just covering stories. I'm putting myself on the line. Not exactly. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Blake, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
How you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty well. Blake, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay for the most part.
Well, good. Let's see if we can make the most part even more.
Well, I've been dating this girl for about like 6 months.
Okay.
And she's anti-gun.
Okay.
And I'm not. And I have guns.
Okay.
And I didn't tell her I have them or have them. And I kept them in a closet and I put a padlock on there.
Yeah.
And I figured, you know, if I don't tell her, she don't see them, I'll never have, you know, we won't have this argument that actually happened. So
well, we got isn't she going to say what's behind the padlock?
Yeah, she did. I told her, you know, I just said it was just car parts and whatnot.
Oh, honey. You got caught in a big fib, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, it, well, I went out to go buy some food, and I guess curiosity got to her, and she broke the padlock and opened it up, and she found all my guns. And it kind of looks bad, but I only own like five of them, and I'm storing my my brother's gun.
But it looked like a nurse
at my house. Yeah, it does.
All right, I got it. But, all right, Blake, how old are you?
I'm 25.
And how old is she?
She's 24.
All right, so let's go over this, what we know so far. First of all, perfectly nice people can be sincere and disagree. All right, let's start with number one. Are you viewing this woman as a potential long-term relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, look, all right, let's go back at the beginning. As I said, I think perfectly nice people can have very different opinions about religion, guns, you know, politics, all sorts of things. So I don't think this is necessarily a deal breaker. However, I think we have to make sure at the beginning of a relationship that we're not setting things up that we're going to have to revise later on. And saying, look, I mean, first of all, presumably she's not stupid, and why would you need a padlock on a place that has auto parts? So I think you sort of waved a red flag. I don't think it was okay for her to break in, but I think it was unwise for you to lie about it. But this is how we learn not to do things. So at this moment, is she saying, I'm out of here, I can't trust you? What is her stance at this particular moment?
She's giving me an ultimatum. It's either her or the gun.
Oh, I think that's unwise on her part as well. So what are you feeling at this moment? You don't like being put in that corner, right?
Yeah, I don't like ultimatums altogether.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does. All right, so let's back off the ultimatum. Let's just you and I talk about where you are about guns. Tell me why you have guns at this moment.
I've been shooting since I was a kid. You know,
okay.
I hunted all my whole life. I come from a very strict military family.
Okay.
Everyone in my whole family shoots. We all own guns. So,
okay.
You know,
can you tell me what kind of guns you own? Are they primarily for hunting?
I own three hunting rifles. I own an assault rifle and a shotgun.
Okay. Let me ask you about probably the most controversial of the five, which is the assault rifle. You don't hunt with an assault rifle, do you?
No, ma'am.
So why do we have the assault rifle?
Me and my brother, we just like shooting them.
At whom? I mean, listen, Blake, look, I think part of it depends on how much you care about this woman. And it's not gun control versus, you know, NRA. It's that we make compromises in relationships because we care about people and we're not identical. So let's look at the possibilities. One is you can say to her, I don't like being put in that corner. If this is how we're going to negotiate relationships, I don't think we have any place to go, which would be sad. But it's not any fairer for her to say you have to choose than it is for you to say, it's my guns or it's either my guns or the highway. So I don't like two people who care about each other giving each other ultimata. I think it's really a foolish way to run things. And the two of you are going to have, if you're going to be together, you're going to have all sorts of disagreements that are better worked out by compromise than they are by cornering one another. So I'm not crazy about how she's doing it. I think you lying about it was silly, but that's how we learn not to do things like that. So let's look at the possibilities. One is you view her as you've finally seen her true colors and you have no interest in her anymore, at which point keep the guns, dump the woman. At the other end of the spectrum is this is the woman that you really want to be with. And so the question is there a compromise that will work for both of you? And for example, one of the things, I'll be Cheryl for a minute, all right? And I'm saying, Blake, look, I think you and your brother hunting, I'm not crazy about you shooting Bambi, and I'm not ever going to clean anything that you bring home. You know, venison is your problem. I shop at the supermarket and I eat tofu. But if you and your brother want to go hunting, I get it. But would you be willing to keep the guns at his house? So that might be one compromise. The assault rifle is going to be a difficult kind of thing because presumably if you're hunting with an assault rifle, you've taken all the sport out of it. And maybe two rifles and you keep them in your brother's house. The shotgun, you know, I don't know. I mean, luckily you don't have a handgun, so at least we don't have to deal with that. So see if this is the one.
Yeah, I do have a handgun.
Well, and then what's that for? You need a handgun when you've got an assault rifle, two hunting rifles, and a shotgun?
No, I keep the handgun at home for home defense, and most all my guns, all of them don't have clips, and they're all just sitting there.
Well, I mean, look.
Pretty much.
Blake, hear what I'm saying. Is there are multiple possibilities. One is at the far end of the spectrum to say, look, you know, I don't need somebody giving me an ultimatum. It's the highway. I'm keeping my guns. Goodbye, you know, Sally. The other end of the spectrum is to say, I love you so much, I'll do anything you want. I don't think that's a good solution either, because that isn't a compromise. And at some point, you're going to be angry with her about that. And the issue may be, look, if we were married and living together, I'm willing to accept that, you know, my brother can hang on to the guns, and I, you know, I want to keep one. I want to keep a handgun for personal protection. And I'll keep it in a, you know, some place that if we ever have children, it'll be locked up. And are you willing to accept that? Because that's one of the middle grounds, is finding some kind of compromise. So part of it depends not so much on the guns, because we know if you had your druthers, you'd keep the guns. If you had your special druthers, you'd keep the guns and the girl. So the question is there some way to have slightly fewer guns, maybe they're at your brother's house except for one for protection, that she can live with and you can live with her? And so the question is really not how much do you care about the guns, but how much do you care about the girl? And if the answer is, you know, look, girls come and go, my guns are what make me feel safe at night, then the next time you go, if you put yourself on Match or eHarmony or anything else, put, you know, member the NRA, like it or lump it, baby cakes. You know, don't call me if you don't like guns. And so you were upfront about not getting into a relationship like this. So at this moment, I think you just need to figure out how valuable she is to you and how that compares with all of the guns. And presumably there is a compromise, because I'm not telling you that I think the only way to salvage this relationship is to give up the guns, because I don't think that's... they're important to you, and part of what we do in relationships is we negotiate what's important to both of us so that we find neither of us get exactly what we want all the time, but neither of us feel like we're giving up something that's really, really important. So that's how you run relationships, because you're always going to find something sooner or later the two of you disagree about passionately, and relationships survive if you figure out how to negotiate it, because no matter how similar we are, sooner or later we're going to bump up against something, and I think you've just bumped up against it. Figure out how you feel about her and then what you want to do about it. Okay? Does that make sense?
I think it does. Okay. I think it was more like the amount I had.
Yeah.
But like I said, I have my brother's guns.
I know, I agree. But look, if you can store his guns, he can store your guns, or the two of you can find a storage lock or someplace. So when you go hunting, you go and pick up the guns. And if you and I think it's not only the number, but it's that you were sneaky about it, and essentially you lied to her about it. And that's what I would address first if you really want to keep this woman in your life. Of say, look, I did something really stupid. I'm not crazy about you breaking in, but I started it because I lied to you about it, and I shouldn't have done it. And the reason I did it is because, you know, I really care about you, and I knew this was going to be an issue, and I was cowardly about it, but I've learned my lesson, is that, I, you know, I might as well be upfront with, you know, if we're going to have a relationship, we both have to be honest. Trust is one of those issues. It's like Humpty Dumpty, isn't it? You know, you don't pay any attention to it until it's smashed, and then trying to put it back together is really, really, really difficult. And it's probably, I mean, the combination of this call and Brian Williams should hopefully give everybody pause to think about, you know, how to take a deep breath before you say something that seems defensive or less than honest, because trust is a very fragile commodity. And once broken, tough stuff. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, you can hear that the problem about not telling the truth is that you kind of have to back up your own rationale, and either with more lies or with justification or with anger or with threatening. Or, you know. All right, so let's hear more about people's confessions about embellishment.
Let's go to Lorraine. Lorraine says, I always got upset about hearing a story that I later found out was embellished. That's because I always made a concerted effort to get the facts straight and report them correctly.
True. Yeah.
Michelle just says, she just says, ask O.J. Simpson.
Well, that's a little different. I mean, Brian Williams didn't kill anybody that we know about.
Just a few more. Marie says, I would never embellish a
story. What is it? If the glove doesn't fit, you got to vote to acquit?
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah.
I think that's what Johnny Cochran said. Marie says, I would never embellish a story or a report because it's hard enough remembering the truth. How dare a news anchor embellish stories? He's supposed to report the news, not make the news. I don't like lies or fabrication. I see right through them.
Well, you didn't see through this one. So, I mean, look, it's going to be interesting to see what happens and why it happens and what the justification is, one way or the other. I mean, I think this is going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, he didn't kill anybody, but he did harm his own reputation and his own, I think, ability for us to just trust what he says.
I'm curious, too, as to how many people are, like, legitimately angry about this and how many are just kind of taken aback and a little offended by it, you know?
Do you know what? In the scheme of things, who cares, right? So yeah. You change channels or whatever. I think it's one of those stories that's a little bit of a distraction.
Mm-hmm. Belinda says, there's a big difference in embellishing a story and lying. I think that is what many are so upset about regarding Brian Williams. He lied pure and simple. Judge Judy has a great saying, if you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. Not much else left to say.
I think that's true. And again, my only real foray in the beautiful world of lying was such a disaster. It was just so overwhelming and so anxiety provoking. I mean, at some point it became almost fascinating just because I was so out of my depth. And, you know, when they said he's 3 to 5, and I said, I'll call him after 5. I mean, talking with people, I'm not sure that I'd really ever had a personal relationship with people who were in jail before. I mean, professional is one thing, but or somebody saying, you know, who's calling. I will tell you one other thing, which was completely innocent. At one point, I knew somebody who was convinced that he had gotten an inside tip on dinars, which is the coin of the realm, literally, in Iraq, that they were going to devalue the dinar. And he kept giving people money to buy shares in dinars. And I kept saying, you know what? The secrets, I mean, three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead. And the person who's telling you this is a big secret, you're not in his inner circle. I mean, you're not a family. You're not somebody he went to college with. And so if you know, there's probably at least, I would say, in his circle, maybe 30 or 40 other people who know, it seems unlikely, but at any rate, so I decided to get him a dinar as, you know, to put on a necklace or something, you know, as a Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
So I started calling people to find out how you could buy a dinar, and for some reason I thought it looked like a subway token. It doesn't. It looks like, you know, looks like a dollar bill. It's folding money. Which obviously you can't put on a necklace or a chain or something. But I didn't know this. I just, for some reason, had it in my mind that it looked like, so I said, a subway token. And so at some point, the FBI called me and said, what is your interest in dinars? And I had to explain to them, but I wasn't embellishing anything. I was apparently just doing something that I don't think it was illegal. It's just that apparently trying to affect the currency of other countries is considered not quite kosher, which I was only going to buy one. And I thought, you know, you could just buy it like a subway token, and you can't. You have to buy it in, I mean, like a lot of foreign money, you have to buy a certain amount of it. And all I wanted, it was a joke. I'm not good at this stuff. And, you know, as a spy, I'm never going to make it. You know, I can do the trench coat.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I giggle at completely inopportune times. All right. We got any more about embellishment and fibbing?
We've got three more here.
All right.
Sally says, she answers the question with yes. She goes on to say, but I am not a famous news anchor. I'm just glad he's not on Fox News. The country would have a field day with that. This will only give him a slap on the hand.
Well, and we have had does not inflating footballs count as embellishment or lack of embellishment? I mean, we've had, you know, it sounds somehow that being straight and a straight arrow these days is not very common.
Mm-hmm. See, Bonnie says, I dream so vividly that it is hard sometimes to sort out reality from the dreams. Not complaining, though. It is fun, just a bit confusing.
Well, that's a good defense. I like that. It's not that it actually happened, or that I thought it happened because I have intense dreams. I've actually had the experience of going into work and blushing when I saw somebody because I had a dream about them.
Really?
Yeah, but yeah, that's another story.
last one here from Bill. Bill says, he answers the question with yes. He says, when I was a professional anchorman at a nationwide syndicated news outlet, apples to oranges.
So what was the yes? Oh, he fibbed?
Yeah. I think that's what he's saying.
Wow. Oh, I wish he'd sort of send us some more information about that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Brian Williams. Maybe he's on our Facebook page. That would be good to know.
Yeah.
I told you, I was, at one point in my career, I was asked to do something, to endorse something that I couldn't endorse, because I was allergic to it. And they said, well, you can just say that you use it. And I said, well, I can't, though, because I break out. And they said, well, you could say that you could. And I said, are you asking me to lie? And they said, define lie. So maybe I probably just said, I have these intense dreams, apples to oranges. Yeah, I only embellished it. You know, maybe I could have gotten away with it. I don't think I could have. All right, folks. I don't know. Well, we'll see. I think this hasn't completely played out yet.
Yeah.
And it does sound that there's a little less than remorse going on. But we'll see what happens. Stay tuned. All right, got another hour to go. Whatever it is that's on your mind that you want to tell me in unembellished fashion. Is that a word? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.